Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Mary Vanderbilt, we got some bad information earlier. It turns out our guy is here.
Yeah.
Let me backtrack, though, first. I said Mickey Mouse. It's Mighty Mouse. Andy Kaufman did Mighty Mouse. Right. Here I come to save the day. You remember that?
Yep.
Okay.
Of course.
So I'm watching Andy Rowell, and Andy joins us in studio. How are you?
I am good, Steve. It is fantastic to be here.
Thank you very much.
Now he's got a good French.
Appreciate you being here from your foreign country, wherever that is.
Thank you. It's good to be here on American radio.
Yes, very much so. Viv, describe his outfit.
Oh my gosh, he's wearing red sunglasses. I'm just trying to do the French impression here.
Go ahead and do it in your English with Greek tinge.
He's wearing, oh my God, what do you call the hat?
The beret?
The beret. He's wearing a red beret.
Uh-huh.
And he's wearing suspenders. And he's also wearing a striped long sleeve shirt.
Right. Which, by the way,
very, very French.
Yeah.
Thank you. Merci.
Like Marcel Marceau.
And when you did tequila karaoke, there was a great setup. I mean, you sold it hook, line, and sinker. Lean into that, Michael, a bit. Come on, man. It's not like your first time on stage. And they set it up that Simon hates karaoke. Simon hates everything, but Simon hates karaoke. So you set it up about how nervous you were. You're petrified to be out there. You're almost on the verge of tears. It's very emotional. You came out, and you perfectly delivered the fact you were going to do karaoke. Cut to Simon, eye roll. Oh, my God, I can't believe I have to sit through this. Maybe it's the $15 million you're making. But as he's watching you, you hear the run-up to tequila and then the look on your face, which never changes, by the way, which is also brilliant. I don't know how many times you rehearsed it. But Mary, you agree with me.
I did see. I saw it. I just watched it last week.
Just got that look on his face like, oh, my God, this is the biggest mistake of my life.
Yeah.
Here comes the hook. Tequila. Fantastic.
And he makes himself look as dorky as possible.
Yeah.
And you are dorky.
This is a very good summary of my jokes I performed on the NBC.
Yeah.
And it is
you know you're not French, right? You know you're from Chicago?
Steve, I'm being my too honest self right now. I was told to come here as me, and here I am. I traveled a long way to be here with you, so
yeah.
Merci.
I like how you got a little Yiddish phlegm in there on your last bit of that.
Oh,
that
I'm from a very strange province in France.
Oh.
It's right out of Nice. Have you been?
Oh, very much so. Yes. Yes, we spent a lot of time there.
Yes.
Where'd you get the red glasses? By the way, CLTV, you can see this on camera.
Hello. Hello. Yes, these red glasses are a family heirloom. Mm-hmm. They come from a long line of red glasses wearers. Yes, it makes all sense now.
I think by the time you're done with this run, Simon is going to kill you.
Simon, people always tell me about Simon. This man goes around, this British man, with his red golden buzzer, making critiques left and right, but he is not artist. Artists like you and I.
Here's the thing. Now, this is true. Comedy is very hard, period. That's the end of the sentence. But to do comedy on America's Got Talent is even tougher. That's not a comedy crowd. That's a crowd that wants to see puppies being juggled and things exploding.
You have Howie Mandel, and he's the expert comedian.
No, believe me, I've worked with him. He's not the expert
well,
comedian.
Well, he's supposed to be on the show.
So comedy's tough. And you came through. How many times did you have to audition?
Okay,
speak to me in English. How many times? Because I'm going to have to smack you if you don't speak to me in English.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is what I must do. This is where I'm from. I'm being myself.
No, you're not. I don't know. Would somebody bet you if you would do the French accent the entire time? I'll give you $20 if you stop.
$20? You think I can sell out like this, Steve? Come on. You are better
15.
Than that.
Huh?
15? That is even less? Oh. Why would I do it for less?
A math major.
He gives us 20 for our birthdays. So.
But
you're from Chicago. Where are you from?
I am from a great part of France. It is an honor to be
this
here.
This is so fast becoming a one-segment interview.
I do want to become, want to go to New York City. Have you been there, the Big Apple?
Yes, I have, yes.
Yes, what is it like?
It's very nice. It's very large, very noisy.
Oh, start spreading the news.
Okay, all right, fantastic.
I'm leaving today.
Yes, you are. When are you on again? Are you on this week?
Oh, no, not this week. They would not have me back in a heartbeat that fast, or the bit would get old, you see. Sometime
not like this?
Your nose, what? Like what?
Just, I know you've got a great Chicago voice. I just want people to hear it.
Oh, I wish I could put on a Chicago accent for you, but I would say being in Chicago for such a long time, I do feel like, how you say in the city, a hot dog, no?
Yes, no, hot dog, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, what do you follow tequila with? Can you tell me, or would you have to kill me if you tell me?
I might have to put you to death, Steve, if I have to told you. I've got people.
But you've got an idea to follow up tequila.
Oh, of course, yes. I've got many ideas up in my brain. You see, it is not difficult. It's not hard it's hard to come up with some of these bits sometimes, but they flow naturally. Like
how long did it take you to come up with the annoying
like
French
Chicago
guy?
River. It flows like Chicago River out here. Do you get to see the green around St. Patrick's time?
Yes,
you
know, very much
now,
so.
Now, Steve, they did try to break him on the show.
And no, he doesn't break.
Andy walked off as nerdy as he came
doesn't
on.
Break.
As nerdy as
and
he
I give
out.
Him credit because I swear to God,
yeah.
He's from here. He's not even he's not even from an Aubonpong. He's not even from
Aubonpong.
He's not from
Pantourist. Interesting to say.
All right, so here's the deal. He's coming back in America's Got Talent. Will the judges respond the same way? Here's last week.
It was so stupid. I loved it. Thank you. Julianne.
I have props to you because I feel like it's actually hard to be doing that, to get that kind of reaction. So I actually think it's brilliant.
Well done.
Gabrielle.
It's so wrong, it's right. I want to see what the next song is.
Song choice is always important on this. And not only the song choice, but your exuberance and your excitement.
Okay. Yes or no?
Yes, I want to see more.
Gabrielle?
Yes.
Julianne?
Yes.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Yes.
It's our new best friend. Do you have a French name you're sticking with along with us? Or?
Andy?
Doesn't sound real French.
Do you own boxer briefs over there, or is it just tidy whities for you? Because you're all over the internet with your underwear, and it's kind of uncomfortable.
Oh, how you say in this country, commando?
Yeah.
Commando.
Yeah, commando.
Commando.
Oh, okay.
So weird. He apparently bumped his head between the time the commercials ran and the interview started. Andy, listen, you're going to be a big star.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Merci.
Merci.
And I really appreciate you listening. Now, watch America's Got Talent. You won't be on this week?
No, not this week.
Next week.
No, not next week.
The week after.
They tell me nothing. You see, they tell me nothing.
Okay.
Steve, the second round. He made it to the second round.
When's so that start? I don't know.
It'll be a while. Probably.
Oh, it will.
Maybe okay. Like 3 weeks
ago. Have you taped that show yet?
Oh, yeah, oui.
Okay. You going to tell me off the air how you did?
Yeah, did
it would be secret between me, you, everyone in this room, but not for this general audience, no. Sorry. I'm sorry, Chicago. I'm so sorry. I wish we could get closer.
Texters 219. Fake French accent, extremely annoying.
Hashtag fake French accent. Extremely annoying. Steve Cochran show, 7:20 a.m.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Pierre, Andy, all of you. Listen, I'm pulling for you, man.
Thank
I'm
you.
Pulling for you. I really want you to win. That's Andy Rowell. Rhymes with?
Bowel.
That's right.